I'm Bill Good. The city of Surrey plans to crack down on dog owners who let their dogs run loose in park playing fields. And officials say the dog owners need to be responsible and realize there are other park users too. The city of Vancouver faces similar challenges with its 35 off-leash dog parks. How can you get your dog ready to run free at an off-leash dog park? Those issues and others in this segment with my guest, Ben Kirsten, professional dog trainer, best known for Ben Kirsten and the Wonder Dogs. Ben, good morning. Thanks for doing this.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Are there things that you should be doing to prepare your dog to run free in a park that allows it?
Yes, absolutely. And it all starts, I mean, the easiest thing, Bill, is for puppy owners to start when they're young. What many of us do is you see people chasing after their puppies, you know, and that's the exact opposite. So, you know, instead of going with your instincts, some people's instincts are like, keep them safe, you know, run after them, chase them. Sometimes you got to go against what your logic tells you. And when you have a puppy that's 8, 9, 10 weeks old, put them on the ground, walk away, keep doing it. Do it throughout the day. Do it in different situations. Start to up the bar with different distractions, be it people, noise, and do it in safe environments where there's no chance of any bike, skateboard, bonking into the puppy. And obviously cars are a no-brainer. So, you know, picture an area where there's, you know, a chain link fence on this side and there's, you know, no chance of injury. But if people will start doing this on a regular basis with their dogs, it's amazing. After 2 days, you know, just moving away from the dog on a regular basis, the following instinct kicks in, the survival instinct for young puppies, and they stay to your ankle like glue. And when they get older, if you keep that, I mean, there's more to it than that. That's just the basics. Don't know how much time we have, but I can go on for a good while just on how to harness that innate survival instinct that all puppies and many adult dogs have with the whole separation anxiety thing as well.
Well, we have to the bottom of the hour, but I do want to give people a chance to call and talk to you as well. But are there some dogs that, I'll give you an example. I had a Wheaton Terrier who just ran. If I let her off leash, I'd probably find her in Calgary.
Right, and let's face it, many owners have conditioned their dogs to do just that. Every time they say come, the dog instinctively knows, hey, the party's over, I'm about to get clipped on leash or, you know, back in the house. So owners inadvertently, with cross signals, actually condition their dogs sometimes to run in the opposite direction when they tell them come. Now, the beauty of the concept that I'm talking about, we call it the pack and motion concept. The beauty of it is there's no command. There's no commands. There's nothing negative, no correcting. And you can get to the point literally within 2 days with the average dog, even a dog that's known to be a runner, where they will follow like it's unbelievable.
Yet it's funny, when we had we had two Wheatons at the same time. One of them stuck like glue, particularly to my wife, and the other just had this tendency to bolt at the sign of an open door, the sign of any opportunity to get loose. She wanted to go.
Well, Bill, I'll tell you that Animal Control with the City of Victoria brought us a hardened criminal by the name of Diesel just a few months ago. We videotaped everything from the first encounter to the end result a couple days later just to prove how fast this concept works. Diesel ended up down at the pound because he'd run away from his owner so many times his owner gave up on him. He was like, look, just, you know, do what you will with him because I can't contain him. He was, you know, a young guy, irresponsible.
Yep.
And what happened was we had Diesel for 2 days, and after 2 days, this dog that was a known bolter would run across hill and dale and just take off any chance he got. We have video footage of this dog off-leash in Fetus Lake Park, and we're passing, obviously, the scent of rabbits, squirrels, deer. We were going past other groups of dogs. So this can be done in short order, and if the viewers want to see a video clip of you know, what it looks like, just go to my website and look for, there's a couple clips called Wonder Dog Run Club, and that gives a really good illustration of what it looks like and how fast it can work.
So people can go online and see that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let me open the phone, 604-280-9898, toll free 1-877-399-9898. I'm sure a lot of people will have questions for you. are the responsibilities that owners should have, though, too, to times when they should have their dog on a leash?
No, Bill. Question. Anytime that there is a safety issue, there's potential not just for traffic, but like I said, bicycles. I've seen some ugly encounters between bikes moving at a good clip and dogs. And anytime that there's a safety issue or the owner clearly knows that they don't have control over their dog, the right thing to do in a public area, keep the dog on leash unless it's a fenced enclosure where there's, you know, no chance of somebody getting getting their nose out of joint, which brings us to just basic, not just common sense, but sensitivity. We often see dog owners feeling just entitled, almost like they're fur kids, and just doing things that, you know, it's hard to believe. You ever go down to the lake, you set out your picnic, and you don't have dogs jumping on you, but within, you know, 10 meters, you've got two or three dogs barking their brains out. You know, just basic consideration. I had a dog just charge up to me. I was at Walmart. My dogs were under command, lying down, and I had some, I had a lab owner come up to me, big, beautiful Labrador, beautiful dog, but the dog basically just did a belly flop on my two dogs that were lying there, and the owner was like, you know, looking at me like, hey, you know, what do you mean your dogs don't want to visit? So just basic consideration.
Yeah, yeah. I used to hate it when I was walking my dog and they were on leash, and somebody else's dog running loose would come up and start to harass my dog.
Yeah, and there, you know, we all, we often see situations down at the dog park where dog owners are, you know, things are getting heated up, and it goes a long way just to having, you know, a cool head and trying to be sensitive and understanding what's going through the other dog owner's head as well. Again, people are sometimes a little cuckoo when it comes to their fur friends. And, you know, just trying to be, just a little humility at the dog park goes a long way between joggers, bikers, dog owners. It really does.
Talking with professional dog trainer Ben Kirsten. Ben Kirsten and the Wonder Dogs. And I welcome your call, 604-280-9898. Al, hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I've got a question for you. I've got a 5-year-old German Shepherd mixed with Irish Wolfhound, and he is very, very unstable, and I just want to get an idea what to do with him because my parents are, you know, just ready to give up on this dog.
What do you mean by unstable?
We're just barking and just following every possible animals around, children, and it's just very scary just letting them loose anywhere, basically.
Whereabouts do you live, sir?
I live in Abbotsford.
Okay. I have Ken Canuel. He's a graduate. He lives in Abbotsford. Wait a sec. I may be mixing that up. He's either in Chilliwack or Abbotsford. He's very close to you. So Ken is a graduate of my professional dog trainers program. And if you can't get in touch with Ken or he's too busy, there's other graduates. There's Heather Patch, who owns, Good Dog, in the Lower Mainland. So what I'd recommend before giving up on this dog, really, you know, think about doing some proper training, and you'd be amazed what can happen in short time with good technique.
Mm-hmm.
Back with Ben Kirsten and your calls, 604-280-9898, toll free. 1-877-399-9898. We started talking about the dogs in off-leash parks, but if you have any issues of dogs' behavior, training, call now, 604-280-9898. Back with your calls. Talking with professional dog trainer Ben Kirsten, Ben Kirsten and the Wonder Dogs, and I welcome your calls to him. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. Really appreciate this segment. There can never be too much given the state of dog ownership. We live across the street from a off-leash park, and one of our head scratches are the drive-bys who simply drive up to the park, stop the car, open the door, and let the dog out to do whatever the dog wants to do while they sit in the car. One of the things that we note regarding dog ownership that I'm sure Ben would second is that show me a dog who's out of control, and I'll show you an owner that has never bothered to demonstrate leadership to the dog. That can be something as basic, I understand, as never letting the dog lead you through a door. The dog is naturally going to look for leadership, and I think that people don't realize that if the dog doesn't know who's in charge, the dog will either become extremely aggressive or extremely neurotic. Your comments, please, Ben.
Well, I'm really thinking that what I talked about earlier, when you have a young puppy and many adult dogs, this will work with the majority of adult dogs. What I was talking about is walking away from the dog right away. By doing that, you are regulating that dog to a secondary position. When you see people following their dog around, and there are dog training concepts that talk about letting the dog lead, the complete opposite of the whole lead wolf thing, but you see, when you walk and your dog is following, do you see what I'm getting at? They're not leading. They're following you, and you've created this by doing it over and over throughout the day. And like I said, doing it, you know, where there's tons of people around, people say, what? I'm going to put my puppy on the ground at a, you know, event where there's 1,000 people. I say, yeah, stay within 30 feet of them where you can see them. You're not running, you know, a mile away. And just, you'd be amazed what happens after just 2 days. The puppy is watching you like your life depends on it. And many adult dogs, the whole separation anxiety thing kicks in, like I said. So this is the beauty of this concept is there's no command, and if you try it, you know, if for the listeners that doubt me, so long as you're sure your dog won't charge over hill and dale, you know, if you're maybe in an area that is safe, we talked about, you know, fencing, et cetera, or an area where there's no cars, you'd be amazed what can happen with this. Now, there is more to it than that, but that's the basic fundamentals, just moving away from the dog on a regular basis. Hide and seek. When you're out for a walk, duck behind a rock bluff or a tree and do it again and again. After 2 days, just by doing that one thing alone, forget the other thing I talked about, it's amazing how some dogs will be totally focused on the owner, sticking by their side, moving with them. Thing of beauty.
Never let a dog lead you through a door? I've never heard that.
Okay, I've heard it. I've also heard never let the dog on the bed, never let them eat before you do. And I know where our listener is going with that concept. I don't subscribe to that, but for people that do, God bless them, you know, I don't want to argue with them. What I'm talking about, I find works much, much faster than any of those things to assert leadership. But if somebody feels they have to do that, more power to them. You know, especially if somebody has a Rottweiler or a huge dog that is very powerful, maybe they want to stack all the cards in their favor and do everything they can to assert their leadership, which may include some of those things.
Never let the dog sleep on your bed.
Again, these are concepts that are fairly mainstream. I mean, a lot of people use these concepts.
Yep. But a lot of people like the comfort, especially if they're alone, of having a dog on the bed.
Exactly. And that's why I don't subscribe to that or the whole walking through the door thing. I don't feel that's nearly as effective as some of the things I'm talking about here.
Rick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Doing very well.
Oh, excellent. Well, I've got a 2-year-old Chihuahua. She weighs all of probably 4 pounds. She's a runner, and the more people she can meet, the better, according to her anyway. How can I break her the people thing? She's really good on a leash and a harness, but the people thing, you know, I get a little... You can just pick her up and take off with her.
Okay, well, let's talk about the unstable listener that called in earlier. Unstable dog he referred to. You might be in the same category. Now, I talked about professional training, but something you'll want to think about is what we call extreme exercise. When you really learn how to exercise a dog thoroughly, and I mean you're using those running, jumping, turning muscles, you're not just walking them on leash, I want you to try an experiment, sir, and the previous listener as well with the Shepherd Cross. Try getting a minimum of 2 hours per day of running exercise. That could be, you know, playing with the ball, tug of war, could be going for a jog with them. If they're okay with other dogs, letting them play with another dog. But get to the point that over each 24-hour period, they have had a chance to run for 2 hours and clock it. You know, we got 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there. After 5 days, the difference in many dogs, even aggressive dogs, is dramatic and remarkable. I encourage you to try it, sir, and take an aspirin, call me in the morning.
Ivana.
Oh, hi. We have 2 young golden retrievers, and when they're amongst people and other dogs, generally around people, they like to jump on people more than dogs. And what can I do to, it's awful because the people feel intimidated or threatened by them. They're big dogs. What can I do to try to control them and prevent them from jumping?
Okay, now you can use negative concepts where you shout no. You can have somebody standing there with a can full of pennies and give a loud shake, you know, every time the dog jumps. But instead of resorting to negative means before doing that, I encourage you to try the same five-day experiment that I talked about. Many dogs were bred to move all day. The sporting breeds, the working breeds, some of the terriers, most of the terriers. And by taking them for a walk on leash around the block a couple times a day, many of us, without realizing it, are creating very, very messed up and neurotic dogs. So, ma'am, I encourage you to try this experiment. And listeners, please give me a call, send me an email. I'd like to hear what happens. Some dogs, after 24 hours of proper exercise, it's like giving them a giant chunk of Valium. They don't have energy for wreaking havoc and barking and jumping up. The difference, again, is quite dramatic.
Dallas, good morning.
Hello?
Dallas.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I've just got a problem with one of my dogs. I adopted her about 5 years ago. She was about 2 years old. And so I took her out for walks. She was fine with dogs until she got attacked a couple of times. And now every dog she sees, she's very aggressive with them. She wants to go after them, whether big or small.
How do you deal with that, Ben?
Okay, well, before we even get to the question, let's help all dog owners that are listening that don't yet have that problem. I would say 90% of the dogs and dog owners that come to see us for the exact same problem the listener mentioned are that the aggression was created for one reason, exactly what he just said. Out for a walk in the park, aggressive dog comes up, boom, one negative encounter. If that happens a second or third time, many dogs for a lifetime will be aggressive with other dogs. Why? Because they don't want to wait to get bit. They're now taking the first move as a defensive measure. So all you listeners out there, what I would highly recommend is please keep your dogs away from any dog you suspect might take a piece out of your dog, because you might have a lifetime of grief on your hands. Check before you get the dog out of the car. You know, look around at the dog park. Are there any dogs there that are raising their hackles, playing really rough, or actually biting other dogs? Now, to the question, solving aggression is complex. We're not going to solve it in the next 2 minutes, sir. But I would encourage you to try the two things I've been harping about. Number one, the extreme exercise. Sometimes it's amazing what can happen. Providing positive experiences for your dog. Maybe through a chain link fence where there's no chance of injury, have friendly dogs come up. Do you have any friends, family members, coworkers that have friendly dogs that are non-threatening? That would be a good step. Professional training, as I mentioned earlier, would be a second good step.
Ben, we are flat out of time. If people want more information, Google Wonder Dogs.
Wonderdog.ca. You got it, Bill. It's been a pleasure talking to you, as usual.
My thanks to Ben Kirsten. We break for the news headlines, and then we are going to meet the Golden Girl, Rosie McLennan, bringing home gold from London.